Picture a honeybee hive at winter's end. As spring approaches, something remarkable happens. The existing queen and half the colony's most experienced workers abandon their food-filled home for an uncertain future. They swarm together on a tree branch, creating a distinctive buzz that beekeepers call the Song of Increase, a sound of both celebration and determination. Within days, they must find a new home or perish. This bold leap into possibility, requiring cooperation and trust among thousands, ensures the colony's survival through renewal. Without this periodic disruption, the hive stifles and fades. Sound familiar? We're living through our own moment of necessary swarming. Workplace dissatisfaction has reached historic highs, the Great Resignation has swept through organizations, and employees increasingly demand meaning alongside money. The old bargain, trading time for money, dreams for status, rings hollow. We're caught in a system that serves neither workers nor customers particularly well, and everyone knows it. We face a stark choice. The first path is industrial capitalism, treating everything, including humans, as machines to maximize profit. Think McDonald's. Consistent food, low prices, minimal training, maximum efficiency. This system creates leverage and access. Amazon's warehouses, call centers, gig economy algorithms, all optimized for standardization. But late-stage industrial capitalism doesn't know where to stop. It captures those seeking safety while shackling those seeking significance. When we compete with industrial purists, they'll outmeasure and outstandardize us in a race to the bottom, algorithms managing workers down to the second, creativity constrained by rigid metrics. The alternative, market capitalism focused on human flourishing, is exemplified by Patagonia, prioritizing environmental stewardship alongside profit, or Costco, treating workers well while maintaining competitive prices. These companies prove that treating humans as humans isn't just ethical, it's good business. The fork is right here, right now, in everyday decisions about how we structure work and serve customers. When thousands of people across 90 countries described their best work experiences, four characteristics dominated: surprising themselves with accomplishments, working independently, building something important with their team, and being treated with respect. These aren't luxuries, they're fundamental human needs for autonomy, mastery, purpose, and dignity. Once basic needs are met, workers want agency and dignity, not stock options or fancier offices. The industrial regime has stripped both from most of us. Companies' needs have shifted dramatically. Instead of cheap labor for semi-automated tasks, organizations now seek creativity and humanity, skills involving human interaction, strategy development, and finding insights in a fast-changing world. By 2023, machines handle hotel check-ins, stock trading, even reading X-rays. Industrial work, with its managers, assembly lines, and quiet quitting, is only 200 years old, yet dominates our concept of work. As this age ends, the equation changes. Tools create efficiency, but value comes only from change, humanity, and connection, the emotional labor of showing up because we care. Rising Tide Car Wash washes 150,000 cars yearly with remarkable profitability by hiring people with autism and creating safety for all workers. Their retention is 5 times the industry average, proving that investing in frontline workers creates loyalty that pays for commitment many times over. This exemplifies high-stakes, high-trust work significant work, creating human value through connection that cannot be industrialized. Contrast this with Amazon's contact lens surveillance technology, which monitors every customer service call for stress levels and pauses, reducing time managers spend identifying performance issues, a euphemism for surveillance rather than caring. Work arranges along 2 axes, stakes and trust. High stakes, low trust is industrial territory, specifications, testing, surveillance. Low-stakes work gets outsourced to AI or creates culture. But high-stakes, high-trust work is where significance lives. Before we can trust, iterate, or innovate, we need safety. The song of safety comes first. Management drives efficiency through hierarchical authority. Leadership is voluntary, imagining what hasn't happened and inviting others on the journey. Without voluntary enrollment, it's just management. The most skilled people participate voluntarily because they have options. Managing for compliance through coercion never matches coordinating passionate, enrolled individuals. Culture is simple. People like us do things like this. Greater value comes from people who know their options, dedicate themselves to improving skills, and do work that feels significant. Imposter syndrome strikes when doing something we can't prove will work, but useful imposters get the job done. A significant organization makes change happen, change that isn't guaranteed or obvious. The Page 19 principle welcomes the generous imposter with the mindset of, "Here, I made this, please make it better." When Zapier suspended all meetings for a week, over 80% of goals were achieved. They shifted to asynchronous communications, Slack questions, Asana updates, document comments, leading to higher satisfaction, better focus, and 23% increased project completion. A significant meeting happens in real time because it can only work in real time, with essential participants engaged in decisions that create energy rather than destroy it. Leading organizations outperform by making deliberate commitments, choosing intentional change, investing in human dignity, distinguishing tension from stress, treating mistakes as learning opportunities, taking responsibility while giving credit, criticizing processes, not people, accepting natural turnover, expecting mutual respect, doing necessary research, using empowering language, maintaining clear standards, working transparently, making measurable improvements, and celebrating skills over titles. Before projects, create two documents, a pre-mortem, imagining failure and listing what went wrong, and a rave, envisioning the best possible feedback after success. This practice helps teams claim the path they're willing to work toward. Real skills matter more than credentials. Five categories deserve focus: self-control, doing important things despite discomfort; productivity, using insights to move things forward; wisdom, learning things difficult to glean from textbooks; perception, seeing the world clearly through experience; and influence, persuading others to take action. Organizations should teach, hire for, and reward growth in these areas rather than measuring compliance through standardized metrics. Industrial math makes scale compelling. More machines equals more profits. But organizations built on community don't necessarily improve with size. Mass layoffs reveal how companies treat people as disposable resources. The goal isn't bigger, it's better, more purposeful, more sustainable. Managers avoid defects and improve productivity. They excel at achieving average at scale. Leaders seek something better, previously undefined, unbuilt, untapped. They look for Mozart, not Muzak. Both approaches have their place, but we default to management's narrative because it's easier to measure. Industrialism creates wealth and consistency, but struggles with beauty, which lies in human connection's mystery. We can embrace industrialism's resources while creating conditions for humanity's magic: unexpected breakthroughs, spontaneous collaborations, moments of shared inspiration. Witnessing bees swarming offers profound lessons. They move in seemingly random directions, yet never collide, achieving perfect coordination without central control. Each bee contributes to collective intelligence while maintaining individual purpose. Our role isn't to fit in or comply. We must find our unique contribution while remaining attuned to the larger whole. Significance isn't what we get, it's what we do for others. Humans aren't problems to be solved through better systems. We're the solution. Your work matters not because it's measured or managed, but because you chose to make it matter. The song of significance is the sound you make when you decide to lead, to care, to contribute something that couldn't exist without you.